Have you ever been really worried about a test before? Have you ever felt like you need to do well on a certain test, or else the whole rest of your school life is doomed? That is how I felt for the PSAT, or Prerequisite Scholastic Aptitude Test. For this test, if I did well, I would be able to get money for scholarships for college. But if I didn't do well, I wouldn't be able to get money for college. At first, I wasn't really worried about the test. I've been doing some practice problems on it, but I had not really been focused on really studying for this test. I thought, it's not for school, so I don't have to worry about it. But I began to worry about it. I began to study hard to be able to make a good grade. Finally, the day of the test came. I took the test and thought that it would be the end of all my test struggles. But I was wrong. Because I am in my third year of high school, people are beginning to talk about college. They begin to ask, "What college do you want to go to?" And they talk about how hard it is to get into certain colleges. This began to put stress on me. I began to get more and more worried. And I began to be distracted by other things. I began to stress over grades more and more. And I began to think about God less and less. But soon I realized that I wasn't happy. First, my grades weren't getting much better, and I still wasn't concentrating on studying. But most important of all, I had become more focused on grades and not on God. Then, I read this verse in the Bible. The verse was in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. It said, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." This verse reminded me that I shouldn't focus on things in this world so much that I put it in front of God. I was focused on getting high grades and doing well. But in the end, when I die, it won't matter whether I made good grades or not. What will matter is how I served God during my time here on earth. I realized that the things that people want in their life, like money, a big house, a good job, a car, or going to a good school, all those things don't matter when you look at it as if you were living forever. The decisions we make about God and how we serve Him are our most important decisions. God lets us choose what we want to do with our life. We can waste it, looking for things on this world. But if we choose to serve God, then He will give us happiness, even when we are going through hard times. If we decide to follow Him, He will be with us forever. So now, I'm still trying very hard to get good grades, but I try to put God first now. Instead of forgetting Him and putting Him off, I try to put Him in front and to live my life for Him.